विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
Dearest Swami, you have always said that your students are your only property, and the love that you have showered upon your students by guiding, guarding and nurturing them is indeed unfathomable.
To strengthen the bond of love between us, Swami, we, your school boys of 10th and 12th class, have gathered at your lotus feet. On innumerous occasions, you have said that this bond between you and your students cannot be understood by anyone, not even our own parents.
Dearest Swami, let our lives be submerged in your love that incessantly flows upon us.
वर्षिन्चे वचनामृतम् मुरिपिन्चे प्रेमामृतम् वेणुवै प्रेमतो मृगनि वेणुवै प्रेमतो मृगनि चल्लनि चूपै वासल्लनि ज्ञान ज्योति मारो వెలిగించని వెలిగించని వర్షించే వచనామృతం మురిపించే ప్రేమామృతం
pani sare sa
pani sare sa
re pani sare sa
pani sare sa
sare sa ni pa ma pani pa mare sa re mare sa ni re sa aven nale ni chu ko ga prati drishya me ni dur tu ga ఏకాదిష్టుమా జీవితం ఏకాదిష్టుమా
वचनामृतम् गुरिपे चे प्रेमामृतम् वेणुवै प्रिभतो मृगनी वेणुवै प्रिभतो मृगनी चल्लने रूपै पादुल्लने ज्ञान ज्योति मारो वचनामृतम् गुरिपेते प्रेमामृतम्
Beloved Swami, today we all have gathered here to render our heartfelt gratitude at your divine lotus feet. Swami, we want to express our gratefulness for all the unconditional love that you have showered upon us for all these years.
And to reciprocate that love is to show gratitude. But brother, what does gratitude actually mean?
Gratitude? It is a cry of joy that a farmer gives when he sees the first sign of rain after years of drought and disdain. Or it could be a mother's expression of boundless joy when she finally finds her lost child.
So gratitude is dedicating that expression of happiness. But for us, his students, is it merely singing songs or putting up programs?
These songs and programs are but a small expression of our gratitude to the Lord. But our beloved Swami definitely knows it is much beyond all this. And for us, it is being grateful to our Lord for all the wonderful things that He has done for us.
Having Him as a friend in our lives, by interacting and connecting with Him, makes our lives even more wonderful.
In this way, Swami becomes an integral part of our lives, watching, guiding and guarding every small step and every small gesture of ours, be it touching our lives and transforming us, or as simple an act as naming a child. Swami has been a part of every memory we cherish. Let us now hear to some of our brothers sharing their most cherished moments with our beloved Lord.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at thy lotus feet. It all happened on the 2nd of May 2002 when I was just 5 months old. I had my first darshan of you, Swami. My mother along with my grandmother was seated in the Sai Ramesh hall with me on her lap. I, being an infant, was crying profusely. Even as you came gliding towards me, you asked the question, "Where is the little boy?" My mother thought you were looking for someone else, but then you came straight to me. My mother's joy knew no bounds. That day, you blessed me by patting me all over my body. And not only that, you also blessed me with my name, Sai Ashish, which only meant that I was a blessing of yours to my parents, Swami. Even to this date, I see your hand in every aspect of my life. Let it be my father's 2 near-death accidents or my admission into your hallowed institution. The shower of your endless love shall never cease on us, Lord, for we know that your love is that of 1,000 mothers. For all these wonderful experiences that you have given me, all I would like to say is, I love you, Swami. I love you.
Beloved Swami, today I would like to narrate an incident in which, with the love of 1,000 mothers, you had reduced a month's suffering of mine to just 5 days. I would like to narrate this in Deva Bhasha Sanskrit. Swami, Esha Ghatana, Mama Ashtami Kakshayam, Ganatantra Divasasya, Ekavasaraha Purvam Abhavat, Aham Krida Samaye Apatam, Patanat, Mama Majjayam Chedanam Asit, Aham Mama Guruna Saha, Tava Chikitsalayam Gatavan, तत्र चिकित्सकः मम पादं परीक्ष्य आवेशनं कृतवान् तेन कथितं यत् मम पादं स्वस्थता प्रापणाय ekam masam avashyakam. Swami, aham mama kaksham agatya, tava chitrasya puratah krandanam kritavan. Aham dinadvayam shayayam asam, tritiyah dine, aham hastaranda sahayena achalam. Swami, tava ashirvada karane, aham panchama dine, vina sahayena chalitam shakyah abhavat. Mama pattika, ganatrantra divasasya, ekam dinam purvam nishkritam kritavan. Swami, etat tava anugraham, yat aham ganatrantra divase, garvena saha asmakam bharatiya jandam namaskritam shakyate. Dhanyosmi Swami, dhanyosmi.
Swami, today I'd like to offer a poem at your divine lotus feet, which is in my mother tongue, Odia. The poem is about how you got me here and how you molded me into a Sai student. It goes like,
Sarve misiyaji karuchu vandana punya pavitra anusthanara pada dei thare dekhiniya pile eha asesa gyanara bhandara mandira samana ate anusthana hasi hasi gyana sikhae लुकायित ज्ञान परिस्फुत हुए कर्म क्षेत्र बाट देखाए साई तुम्हें कर्ता सारा सृष्टिर प्रति अणु परमाणु रही स्थिर प्रभु तब चरण शरण मोर तुम्हें मोर नहीं सकल भार जन्म ठारु मरण पर्यंत करी चालू आयु कर्म कर्म करी करी थकिन जाऊ कर्म ही आम प्रकृत धर्म प्रेम परिवार सदस्य हो प्रभु आशीर्वाद पाई श्रद्धांजलि पुष्प अर्पण करुचु तब चरण कमले साई तब चरण कमले साई तब चरण कमले साई स्वामी थैंक यू फॉर ऑल दैट यू हैव डन फॉर मी आई लव यू स्वामी आई लव यू
ओम श्री साई राम आई ऑफर माय रेवरेंशियल प्रणाम्स एट थाय लोटस फीट टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू नरेट वन ऑफ माय एक्सपीरियंस विद यू स्वामी ऑन December 31st ऑफ 2018 व्हेन वी वर प्रैक्टिसिंग फॉर अवर स्पोर्ट्स मीट इवेंट I had got injured on my right thumb. The doctors declared that it was a fracture and a cast was put on my hand, and also I was advised to take rest. I felt sad as I could not participate in the sports meet, and also I found it difficult to do my day-to-day activities properly. I prayed to you, Swami, that the cast should be removed and went for a checkup after a few days. The fracture on my thumb had not healed, but surprisingly, the doctors removed the cast and replaced it with a toad finger splint which supports the injured finger. Now, I could move the rest of my hand freely, Swami. Swami, you had answered one of my prayers and I thanked you profusely, but the desire to participate in front of you was still in my heart. On 28th of January 2019, I had gone to the hospital for another checkup. This time, my fracture had healed, but I was advised to take intensive care of it and not injure it again. The next day was tabla auditions for the gratitude program. As I was not sure if I could participate in the auditions since my thumb had healed just the previous day, but with your name, Swami, I had gone for the auditions, and to my utter amazement, there was no pain while playing tabla. From that day onwards till today, there is no pain while playing tabla, Swami. With your compassion, my second prayer too, that is to perform in front of you, was answered. Swami, this truly shows that your delays are never your denials. You are our beloved mother, father, guru, and indeed our loving God, the ever-loving one. I love you, Swami. I love you. Sai Ram.
Swami, it was in the year 2017 when my family was traveling in a train to Kharagpur. As soon as the train started reaching the platform, my mother started rushing towards the door in a hurry. Suddenly, we heard some people talking about some accident that had taken place. Our hearts missed a beat. We rushed out as soon as the train halted and started searching for her frantically. We had a feeling that she might have met with an accident, but we brushed away all our thoughts, hoping for the best. After about 2 hours, we found her completely fatigued out, bleeding and in tears, in a remote corner at the very end of the platform. That day, Swami, it so happened that while standing next to the door, she was accidentally pushed out of the train. She fell on the platform and got dragged down to the tracks. She continued to lie down there as the train passed by her, and soon she fell unconscious. The blaring sound of another train startled her up, and somehow she summoned all her strength, got up to the platform and sat in a place where we found her. That day, Swami, she saw the curtains of her life falling very in front of her eyes. She was praying fervently to you for another chance. I believe it was you, Swami, who saved her as she came out unscathed from a situation where the chances of survival were very bleak. I thank you, Swami, for even today I continue to enjoy and experience my mother's love and care due to and only due to your infinite compassion and unconditional love. With the love of 1,000 mothers, O Divine Mother, you have blessed my physical mother with a new life and me with a new hope.
Don't you think that our lives are sanctified because Swami is watching every act of ours?
Absolutely, brother. But remember, Swami is not only a passive observer. We feel His invisible hands at play, pulling the strings of our lives, guiding us in every aspect.
Yes, this explains the reason for setting up of His educational institutions.
the Lord of the universe, has taken out so much time to design our schedule that incorporates the holistic development of each and every student. His care and concern is such that his interest goes even to the minutest details.
Very well said, brother. I'm reminded of a small but a very beautiful incident. When Swami visited our hostel on the eve of inauguration, Swami noticed that the railing for the staircase was not welded completely. Swami called the architect and then told him that small boys would run up and down the stairs and these railings will cause injury. Neither the elders nor the teachers noticed this, but our dearest Swami knows everything and does what is best for his property, that is we, his students.
At this juncture, I am reminded of an incident that happened during the Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations. Our brothers got their chariots blessed by the Lord and returned to hostel. They were extremely happy to find that Swami had sent them laddus. Partaking the prasadam, they rushed to Mandir. On their arrival, Swami playfully asked them, "Where is my laddu?" They were all perplexed. Swami then lovingly explained that all of them had partook the prasadam but had not chanted Brahmarpanam, and no laddu had reached our Lord. This is a direct assurance that every prayer of ours is heard by Him, and that prayer is a direct connection to our Lord.
Swami's words are pearls of wisdom bestowed upon us, as we, His students, are His and only His forever.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swami, I want to share my experience in my mother tongue Telugu about how you cured me when I had appendicitis operation last year. Swami, క్రిందటి సంవత్సరం జూలై నెలలో నాకు అపెండిసైటిస్ ఆపరేషన్ జరిగింది. ఆ రోజు రాత్రి ఇచ్చిన మత్తుమందు ప్రభావం తగ్గిన తర్వాత కడుపులో నొప్పి మొదలైంది. మాట్లాడలేని పరిస్థితి, ప్రక్కకు తిరగలేని పరిస్థితి, కనుల నుండి నీరు రావడం మొదలైంది. ఏం చేయాలో తెలియని పరిస్థితిలో మీ పేరు చెప్తూ పడుకుందామనుకున్నా, కానీ నిద్ర రావడం లేదు. అప్పుడు ఎక్కడినుండో ఒక అన్నయ్య వచ్చి నోట్లో విభూతి వేశాడు. తరువాత ప్రశాంతంగా పడుకున్నా. 3 రోజుల తర్వాత నేను అన్నయ్యను మళ్లీ చూశాను. అన్నయ్య దగ్గరకు వెళ్లి కృతజ్ఞత చెప్పాను. అప్పుడు ఆ అన్నయ్య ఆ రోజు రాత్రి తన దగ్గరకు ఒక అపరిచిత వ్యక్తి వచ్చి విభూతి ఇచ్చి ఫలానా వార్డులో ఉన్న అబ్బాయికి ఇవ్వమన్నాడు, అందుకే నేను నీకు ఇచ్చాను అని అన్నాడు. స్వామి, మీరెప్పుడూ చెబుతుండేవారు, అడవిలోనున్న ఆకాశమునున్న, పట్టణముననున్న పల్లెనున్న, గట్టుమీదనున్న నట్టేటనున్న, మదిన సాయి నిన్ను మరవడెప్పుడు అని. స్వామి, ఆ రోజు నా బాధను చూడలేక ఆ వ్యక్తి రూపంలో వచ్చి నన్ను కాపాడినందుకు ధన్యవాదాలు స్వామి, ధన్యవాదాలు.
చిక్కు పెట్టి నన్ను రద్దు చేసినయ్యా, చిక్కు పెట్టి నన్ను రద్దు చేసినయ్యా. Dear Swami, today I would like to narrate an incident where you saved my father during 2013 floods in Uttarakhand. Swami, मैं उस दिन को कभी नहीं भूल सकता जब आपने मेरे पिताजी को एक नया जीवन प्रदान किया था. 16 जून 2013 को केदारनाथ में भयंकर बाढ़ आई थी. हजारों लोग इस बाढ़ का शिकार हुए थे. कई घर उजड़ गए थे. 15 तारीख को मेरे पिताजी और उनके 5 दोस्त केदारनाथ गए थे. अगले दिन सुबह जब मेरे पिताजी होटल के बाहर निकले ही थे कि उन्होंने लोगों की आवाज सुनी, पानी आ रहा है, पानी आ रहा है, भागो भागो. उस समय वह शीघ्र ही होटल के अंदर जाकर अपने दोस्तों को इस अनहोनी के विषय में सतर्क किए. अपनी रक्षा करने के लिए कोई खटिए के ऊपर, कोई छत के ऊपर या किसी सुरक्षित स्थान का आश्रय ले लिया. पानी का स्तर धीरे धीरे बढ़ रहा था. इस आपातकालीन स्थिति में सभी भगवान को पुकार रहे थे कि तभी स्वामी ने ऐसा चमत्कार किया कि होटल के द्वार के सामने अपने आप एक बड़े पत्थर ने आकर पानी को रोक दिया, जिसकी वजह से पानी का स्तर कम हो गया. आसपास का पूरा इलाका तहस नहस हो गया था. परंतु जिस होटल में मेरे पिताजी रुके थे वहाँ पर सभी लोग पूर्णतः सुरक्षित थे. स्वामी, मैं आपका बहुत आभारी हूँ कि आपने मुझे इस प्यार भरे साई परिवार का एक सदस्य बनाया. यहाँ का वातावरण, गुरुजनों की शिक्षा और दोस्तों का प्यार ने मुझे दुनिया को देखने का एक नया नजरिया दिखाया और भगवान के प्रति विश्वास जुटाया. जीवन में जब भी कठिनाइयों का महासागर आया, आपने ही मेरी नैया पार कराई. आपको मेरा सच सच नमन.
Dearest Bhagwan, I would like to express my love for you through a poem in Hindi. कायनात के ए मालिक, कायनात के ए शहंशाह, रहम अपना बरसा कर जो तूने मुझे थाम लिया. बदल गई ये दुनिया मेरी, सुना ये दिल आबाद हुआ. बयां करो उस खुशी का कैसे जिस पल तेरा एहसास हुआ. दीवाना हूं तेरे इस रूप का, दिव्यता के स्वरूप का. अब चाह जहन में बस यही कि तेरे लिए कुछ कर बसूं. राह पड़ेगी जो कयामत, साथ से तेरे मिलेगी राहत. मेरी आन बान और शान तू, पहचान जान और जहान तू. वादा रहा मेरा तुझसे कि तेरे मकसद का पैगाम फैलाऊंगा. वादा रहा मेरा तुझसे कि तेरे मकसद का पैगाम फैलाऊंगा. बनकर तेरी मोहब्बत का गवाह, तेरे नाम की ज्योति जलाऊंगा, तेरे नाम की ज्योति जलाऊंगा.
Yeah. Sai Ram Swami, today I would like to narrate an experience about how you saved our company from a fire accident in my mother tongue, Gujarati. September 2016, રાત્રે 3 વાગે અમારી બાજુની ટ્રાન્સફોર્મર બનાવતી કંપનીમાં આગ લાગી હતી. આગ ઓઇલ ટેન્કમાં લાગવાના કારણે પાણીથી બંધ થઈ શકાય તેમ ન હતી. આગની જ્વાળા અમારી કંપનીના બીજા માળ પરથી અંદર પ્રસરી ગઈ હતી. પેન્ટ બનાવતી કંપનીના કારણે અમારી કંપનીનો કાચો માલ, જે કે અત્યંત જ્વલનશીલ હોય છે, તે ગ્રાઉન્ડ ફ્લોર પર હતો. સ્વામીની કૃપાથી પિતાજી તથા તેમના કર્મચારીઓ ફાયર બ્રિગેડના આવતા પહેલા ત્યાં પહોંચી ગયા હતા. સ્વામીએ વર્ષ 2002માં ડિઝાસ્ટર મેનેજમેન્ટ ટ્રેનિંગ પ્રોગ્રામની શરૂઆત કરી હતી. આ પ્રોગ્રામની શરૂઆત આંધ્રપ્રદેશ, ઓરિસ્સા તથા ગુજરાતમાં આવેલા ભૂકંપ અને સુનામીને ધ્યાનમાં રાખીને કરી હતી. પિતાજી આ ડિઝાસ્ટર મેનેજમેન્ટ ટ્રેનિંગ પ્રોગ્રામના ટ્રેનર હોવાના કારણે એમની પ્રશિક્ષણ ધ્યાનમાં રાખીને એક એવી દિશામાં પાણી ફેંક્યું જેનાથી કશું પણ નીચે ના પડી શકે, નહીં તો કંપની વિસ્ફોટ થવાની શક્યતા હતી. ભગવાનની કૃપાથી આગ પર કાબુ મેળવી લેવાયો હતો અને સ્વામીએ અમારા તથા અમારા કર્મચારીઓના પરિવારની સુરક્ષા કરી હતી. તો આ અવસર પર સ્વામી હું આપનો આભાર માનું છું તથા મારી કૃતજ્ઞતા સમર્પિત કરું છું. થેન્ક યુ સ્વામી, થેન્ક યુ.
ઓમ શ્રી સાઈરામ. આઈ વુડ ટેક ધીસ ઓપોર્ચ્યુનિટી ટુ નરેટ વન ઓફ માય મોસ્ટ વન્ડરફુલ એક્સપિરિયન્સીસ. વેન આઈ વોઝ બોર્ન, ધેર વોઝ અ સ્મોલ બોઇલ નેક્સ્ટ માય લેફ્ટ આઈ. એઝ આઈ ગ્રુ, ધ બોઇલ ગ્રુ અલોંગ વિથ મી. Doctors said it was a tumor which required surgery. But when I was 3 years old, Swami granted us a family interview. My father asked Swami about the tumor. Swami replied, "Operation cheyinchaddu, taggipothundi," meaning do not perform the surgery, the tumor would disappear. During the course of the interview, again Swami replied, "Orai, mee nanna kangar padutunnadu, operation cheyinchaddu. Operation chesthe machchapartundi," meaning your father is getting worried. Do not perform the surgery. If you perform the surgery, a scar will remain. Towards the conclusion of the interview, again Swami said, "Gadda taggipothundi, operation cheyinchaddu," meaning do not perform the surgery, the tumor will disappear. As I grew, many relatives and family members were anxious as the tumor kept growing. However, my father took Bhagwan's divine command and did not take me for the operation. In 2009, I wrote the entrance exam for the primary school, which I performed well. But this same topic came up in the medical test. Finally, headmistress auntie asked my father to ask Swami. In October 2009, due to blurred vision caused by the tumor, I was forced to wear spectacles. In November 2009, headmistress auntie again called my father and asked him to ask Swami. Dejected, in desperation, my father prayerfully wrote a detailed letter to Swami. Swami accepted the letter without a word. On the 11th of January 2010, after the conclusion of the sports meet, I went for meeting my parents. My parents were astonished to find the tumor had almost disappeared, leaving a small trace which was hardly noticeable. Headmistress auntie was more than overjoyed. It was indeed a miracle of Swami. At this juncture, I would like to narrate. When a family friend asked my father, "How much time did it take for the tumor to disappear? When did Swami say that the tumor would disappear? Did it really take 3 years for Swami to cure the tumor?" My father replied, "It took 3 years for Swami to test my faith, but hardly 3 seconds for Swami to cure the tumor." Thank you so much, Swami. You have not only cured my tumor, but have also given me a seat in your institution. If I am standing here in front of you, hale and healthy, it's because of your grace, Swami. Thank you so much, Swami. I love you, Swami.
జరిగేది తెలియబోదు ఉన్నదేదో తోడురా తిన్నదే పురా ఇలుదగ పెట్టరా దీపముండగా
not happiness that brings out gratitude, but it's gratitude that brings up happiness. Basking in your love has satiated our hearts, and we are ever grateful to you, Swami.
It's this gratitude that has brimmed our lives with happiness and sculpted us to be your worthy instruments.
As you have emphasized, Swami, that end of education is character. We have realized that this should be the end of true education, and this is a primary goal of your institution.
You have touched us through these temples of learning, transforming our hearts so that we can serve the society.
All that we have learnt in this place, the talents, the values, and the virtues, are all gifts bestowed upon us.
Enhancing these qualities with the training that you have bestowed upon us, we offer us and thank you, Swami, for we are now equipped to transform ourselves and others.
In this way, we shall live up to your dictum. Service to man is service to God and help in transforming the society.
Swami, keeping this etched in our hearts, we shall live our lives forever, spreading your message.
I dedicate myself at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord. As I go 13 years down the memory lane, Swami, I cannot help but recollect how you saved me. It all started in a park. The merry-go-round in the park aroused my curiosity. I was made to sit on it, and my father started pushing it very slowly. I was frustrated as I wanted it to be pushed faster. As I got off the merry-go-round, I slipped and fell on a sharp stone which caused a deep cut in my stomach. What followed was an enormous flood of blood. I was rushed to the hospital where a surgery was performed on me. After an hour, the doctor came out with news. He said that I was out of danger. But what came next was a bolt to my parents. The doctor said that the wound would take 4 months to heal and an year for me to get back to normalcy. My parents were shocked. They went back home. My mother started a rigorous fast and my father climbed the 7 hills of Tirumala. And then, Swami, you performed the most wonderful act. by your abundant grace and infinite compassion, I was discharged just within a week. The doctor now said that the wound would take only 2 months to heal and I would get back to normalcy very soon. Dear brothers, if I'm standing in front of you all, happy and healthy, it is all due to Bhagwan's grace. Swami, this new lease of life will always remain a valuable gift from you. I'm really grateful to you, Swami, for instilling hope in my parents and giving me strength to undergo such a major surgery at the tender age of 2.
It was in the year 1993. My father was working at the Chuka Hydel project in Bhutan as a civil engineer. Before going to Bhutan, my grandmother had converted a talisman which had been created by you, Swami, into a beautiful ring. This ring, my father took it to Bhutan. In Bhutan, my father and his team had to build some tunnels through which the pipes could be laid for the project. But for the project to proceed, they had to clear the caves of the area. But this was possible only by the use of explosives. So, after setting up the explosives, my father and the electrician were inspecting whether everything was in the right place. Meanwhile, the rest of the team had already proceeded back to the bunkers, which were situated at around 150 meters from the cave. As my father and the electrician were returning back to the bunkers, accidentally, the detonators got activated due to short circuit. The next moment, the whole place blew up. My father, not knowing what to do, just pushed aside the electrician and gave a loud shout of Sai Ram, hoping for a miracle. Right then, a huge boulder came gushing towards my father. My father was really frightened, but this boulder landed right in front of my father, acting as a barricade against all the rocks and debris hurled towards him. My father escaped with no injuries at all, but my father found that the ring he had been wearing had cracked. He was really dejected because the ring had actually contained the talisman created by you, Swami. Later, in Vrindavan, you called him for an interview and told him there's no need to feel bad for the ring because the ring had actually borne all the impact of the explosion for which you came out unharmed. Swami, it's because of your love and grace that I'm such a loving father. I'm grateful to you for everything in my life, Swami. Thank you so much, Swami. I love you.
As we begin to write the concluding words of this wonderful chapter of our lives, we find ourselves in a strange position of mixed feelings. Swami, we are happy that now we have an opportunity to spread your message in whatever way possible. But at the same time, we have already begun to miss the feeling of being called your schoolboy, Swami.
Some of us have joined your fold at the tender age of 5. At such a young age, at an unknown place, whenever we missed our parents, Swami, you were there to fill that void by being our mother, father, guru, and guardian.
With different mindsets from different backgrounds, with doubting minds, we came to you, Swami. You put us all under one roof, and under your care and guidance, we all have grown up as a single family. And now, as we stand at the end of this beautiful journey, we all feel that we have been equally touched by your grace, your compassion, and your love.
With the spirit of unity and harmony that you have brought us all up, we shall carry forth your mission and spread your message. As you have said, Swami, that serving the society is itself gratitude to you. Today, as our lives move out from the home grounds of your institutions to the testing grounds of the society, we want to make every single act of ours an expression of gratitude so that we can live our lives for you, Swami, living up to your expectations.
We know this is no simple task, and so, Swami, we seek your assurance that you shall never let our love for you ever cease to grow. Because, Swami, we want our lives to become yours, and so we pledge,
my life, thine, not mine.
I came here with myriad goals and ambitions in life. Initially, I thought that I was the maker of my own destiny and the author of my own life. And then, someone intervened. Someone whom I was always drawn to, whose love and warmth were more than that of even a thousand mothers. A completely new life began under the shade of your divine umbrella, and not just another chapter in my life. Your care, your concern, your love, and all those unforgettable moments that you gave moved my heart. All that I pined for was a smile on your beautiful lips, for that marked the accomplishment of any endeavor of mine. Your gleaming eyes reposed confidence in me. You understood my feelings and corrected me whenever I deviated from the right path. You guided me in every facet of my life to mold me into your chosen messenger. You gave yourself completely to me, and now I wish to give myself to you.
Your villain chusthe nakento aranda velustundi. Bhagwan is extremely mighty happy in the company of students.
Meeku kudanu swami chusthe ento arandam.
You are also equally ecstatic in the presence of Swami.
Ee renniki yokka sannidhi sambandha bandhavyam chetane tilindinamunaku meeru peru prakhyatini ponutunnaru.
You are getting good name because of this intimate association with Bhagavan.
Kanuka meeku emailunu nenu cheyagalanu.
Bhagavan is ready to give you whatever you want.
Naa pranamenu ichi mimmalu tappaku poshistaru.
Bhagavan is ready to sacrifice his life for your sake.
మంచి పేరును తెచ్చుకోండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్.
వినయ విధేయతను పెంచుకోండి.
బి హంబల్ అండ్ ఒబీడియంట్.
నౌ వెన్ ద టైమ్ హస్ కమ్ టు డిపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద హాలోడ్ పోర్టల్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మిరకల్ ల్యాండ్, ఐ నో దట్ దేర్ విల్ బి ఎన్ ఇన్విజిబుల్ ఫోర్స్ టెథరింగ్ మీ టు దిస్ హెవెన్. యు వర్ ఆర్ అండ్ షుల్ కంటిన్యూ టు బి ద ఆథర్ ఆఫ్ మై లైఫ్. For my life is thine and not mine.
Yeah.
तस्वीर समाई है कि तुम मेरी जिंदगी हो, कि तुम मेरी बंदगी हो, हो
to all of you. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai. Revered Bhagavan, respected elders, dear colleagues, dear brothers and sisters of Sai fraternity, and my dearest students, I feel it a great privilege to stand before you and share our joy on behalf of our staff and students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashant Nilayam. The school was established exactly 40 years back. Now 40th year we are completing in 1979. All these 40 years, Bhagavan, how he was guiding and guarding us. Now all of you could hear from the children. Even now he is continuing to be the same. Is only a difference for us because our eyes are looking to the physical frame. However, moment Bhagavan is guiding them and inspiring them to bring the best result in all these 40 years. We express our heartfelt gratitude to Bhagavan for blessing us with the best results in the last 40 years. I congratulate my colleagues for putting their sincere efforts and hard work to bring the children up to the level expected by Bhagavan. Recently, for the last 4 or 5 years, a private body is like Careers Digest Education Today. They were assessing the top 500 schools of CBSE, New Delhi. More than 6,000 schools were there. Out of that, the top 500 they took and assessed them in different criteria. In that, with Bhagavan's grace and blessings, for the last 4 years, our school was one among the first 10. That itself is a testimony for us as human beings, how Bhagavan is guarding us, continually blessing us without leaving us even a moment. The children's experiences just now you heard, how he is following them, how he is helping them. I congratulate my teachers, both from girls' wing as well as boys' wing, for putting their hard work and sincere efforts in order to bring the child forward with the total development of the child, Bhagavan, which he expects. Human excellence, Bhagavan says, where all the three domains, physical, mental, and spiritual domains, are equally taken care in the routine of the school. Everything is planned by Bhagavan only. We just follow. We take this opportunity to express our gratitude to Bhagavan forever to lead us and make us the best instruments in his hand. That is only the desire we have to sanctify our lives as we were at his lotus feet. Continue to be like that and try to spare our time only for participating in his mission to bring up the children. Why, I once again thank you all for holding the time for some time like this. But this is planned in order to inspire the children to remember and put their efforts further to improve their achievements. Our school, along with, under the guidance of CSISI Central Trust, thought to give the tokens of love in order to give some recognition to the children so that they remember and carry this experience throughout their life and grateful to Bhagavan. Now I request Sri Ratnakar Garu, the member SSI Central Trust, to come and felicitate the children and give over the tokens of love. Sai Ram, Sai Ram to you all.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble and loving pranams at Swami's lotus feet. I take this opportunity to read out the names of students who have achieved distinction in All India CBSE 10th and 12th class board examinations for the academic year 2017 and 18. For the 12th class, the highest percentage was scored by Master B.N. Sai Rajesh with 95.8%. For the 10th class, the first rank was secured by Master D. Suprabhat Reddy, scoring 98.2%. With 96.6%, the second rank is shared by two students, Master Anmol Ranjan, and Master Vittal Baibau Naik. I thank Ratnakar sir for coming over here and handing over the prizes to the students. Now I request Prasad Rao sir to come over here and then hand over the prizes to the students. Yes, sir will hand over the prizes to the students from the girls' campus in tomorrow's presentation that's going to take place in Kulwant Hall. Now, the third rank is shared by two students scoring 96.2%, Master Gautam Naik. And Master K. Vinay Sai. I thank you, sir, for the prizes and the token of love. And to score more achievements by the students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, we also wish them all the best for the upcoming CBSE board examinations. With Bhagawan's grace and blessings, we are very sure that they will always reach to the mark that Bhagawan is expecting. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Oh.
సాయి గోపాల
మంగళ రాగా పరమసు మంగళ రాజా
సర్వధర్మ స్వరూపాసాయి
మేరే బాబా మేరే సాయి
Bye. నరకతో తారిణి మా జయ జయ తాయి మా
జగతో తాయి మా జయ జయ తాయి మా
జగతో తారిణి మా జయ జయ తాయి మా
జయ గవారి మా జయ జయ తాయి మా
Yeah.
karo pukar. Om Jai Jagadish Hare, Swami Satya Sai Hare, Bhakta Jana Samrakshak, Bhakta Jana Samrakshak, Parti Maheshwara. Om Jai Jagadish Hare.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan.